From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting.
Many different ways of looking at it, but any way you look at it, it is the largest deficit of any country in the history of our world. It's out of control.
U.S. President Donald Trump, is he prepared to sign a document on Thursday setting the stage for an estimated $60 billion in new tariffs on Chinese imports that could quickly lead to a trade war with Beijing?
Been speaking with the highest Chinese representatives, including the president, and I've asked them to reduce the trade deficit immediately by $100 billion. It's a lot.
The U.S. leader targeted China's alleged years-long theft of U.S. intellectual property, imposing new restrictions on Chinese investment in the U.S. that mirror regulations that American companies face when they invest in China.
The word that I want to use is reciprocal. When they charge 25% for a car to go in, and we charge 2% for their car to come into the United States, that's not good.
Mr. Trump, throughout his 14-month presidency, often has praised Chinese President Xi Jinping. But ahead of Trump's announcement, China vowed that it would retaliate. Now, the president on Thursday indicated a willingness to testify before special counsel investigating the Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election and other matters. The president made the remark as he exited the White House diplomatic room immediately after signing that document having to do with the trade actions against China. At least 14 people were killed and 10 others wounded in a car bomb blast near a hotel in Somalia's capital of Mogadishu. This is VOA.